Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyous. We have a great God. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. You have the freedom to go where one wants. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage or servitude to the law. You have freedom in this life, and it's wonderful. I'm so thankful again because of it's just wonderful to be able to go through the Word and hear different things and learn new stuff. And it just is so much of a blessing. And I hope that you're experiencing that in your life as well. But there's a lot of good that comes from when you read the Word. And we'll go over that a little bit today because, it works with you. It works on you. It works through you pretty much. But if you go to Romans chapter 15, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patient enduring and comfort and the comfort of the Scriptures might have the hope or the expectation of future good." If you're lacking that patient enduring or patience, if you're lacking that comfort, you get that through the Word. Read the Word. It will bring that to you. That's why it's in here, man. That's why we have this stuff. God gave us His spoken Word to comfort us, to comfort our hearts, to change us and work with us from the carnal man to the spiritual man, to walk in that spiritual man. And that spiritual man walks towards life. If you go to, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the spoken word of God is living." And if you read the Word, and maybe it's hit you in these teachings, when you hear the Word, you know that it's living. It will cause effect for sure. "For the spoken word of God is living and powerful and sharper or more cutting above any two-edged sword, passing through even the act of dividing of the soul and spirit." Now this soul and spirit, it cuts through both the carnal man and the spiritual man. You have both things going on. You are spiritual and you are carnal, and it cuts through both. "Again, for the spoken word of God is living and powerful and sharper above any two-edged sword, passing through even the act of dividing of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner," and this is phenomenal, "and is a discerner of the thoughts," which are the secret motives and the emotional revolving of the mind, and the intents, which are what is in the mind, and of the heart, which is the seat of your distinctive character. God knows what's going on in the motives of your heart, the motives of your mind. God knows what's in your mind. And this Word will cut through it. It'll pierce you, and it moves the seat of your distinctive character, the thing that makes you you. If you want to change in your life, if you want to be different in some ways, like I'm like this a lot. I am constantly working on the little things that I need to tweak in my mind in order to stay in a state of peace and of love. Like I've said this a lot. I have a hard time walking into a room and not just nailing people. It's not a good trait to have. I recognize that. You got to change yourself, but how do you change it? You read the Word, because it'll cut through. It'll cut through what motivates you. It will cut through what's revolving in your mind. And it will work on your distinctive character, to work on you, to change you into walking towards life, which is your spirit, and away from death, which is the carnal mind. That carnal mind, again, happened. The state of death was created when Adam transgressed against God. That's why you think about negative things, let's say. You might not. I do. That's why I have to constantly work on that. Because the spirit and the carnal man are enmity. They are in direct opposition towards each other. But we have life. We have life, and you can walk towards life. And this Word, when you read it, brings you there. And it will bring comfort, and it will bring peace. I want to jump back to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And I love this too, because listen to how God, how good God is. Now the God of hope, which is the expectation of future good, fill you with all joy and peace, remaining within believing, that ye may abound in hope or the expectation of future good through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, that power from on high. You have the power from on high in you. And God is the God of expectation of future, the God of hope. He's the God of joy, and he'll fill you up. But you got to hear the word. That's what connects you. It connects you to the source, that power from on high. You have it in you. It's whether or not you dwell on it. Dwell on God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Read the word. Start putting this stuff in your mind and start applying it to your life and your thoughts. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. When you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. Pray those prayers. Declare them to him. He wants to hear them. You have a loving Father, a loving God. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for every single thing you do for us. And I thank you again for the family I have, for the people you've surrounded me with, for the business we own. I thank you for the people that work with us, that you continually just bless them and help their family. And if there's anything that we need to do, that you put that on my heart, Father, or my brother's heart, or my sister-in-law's heart, or whoever's heart, Father. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this way. I'm so very thankful for your word. I'm so very thankful for showing me and guiding me through it throughout all these years. And again, I just pray for a blessed day today and a great day. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.